This is Scenic Roots. Good afternoon. I'm Richard Winham. This is Talking Writing. My guest is Christone Kingfish Ingram. This is a conversation we had here in the studio in August of last year before he played a gig at Songbirds, one of the first gigs on his tour after releasing his debut album back in May, which brought him all kinds of accolades and people saying, is this young man the saviour of the music? He doesn't see it quite that way. Roots music is an ongoing conversation, of course, between the generations. And he is a 20-year-old prodigy who has been playing the music almost his entire life. He grew up in Clarksdale in the beating heart of the music. He's internalised the music and the feel from his forebears. But he, like anybody his age, wants to make music for his generation. So he's looking to integrate the music that he has listened to all his life by the people who've made the music in Clarksdale and the area around in Mississippi for the entire last century. He wants to take that music and fuse it with the music of his generation. He talked about that here in the studio. But first, he played a song.
Some days I feel so different, it's like I don't fit in. Some kids like the greatest hits, but I like Guitar Slim. I can still hear Grandma saying, and she be talking to the Lord. I can still hear Grandma saying, child, you've been here before. Don't know where I came from or how I got this way. Mama said the sky lit up with lightning on my birthday. I can still hear Grandma saying, and she be talking to the Lord. I can still hear Grandma saying, child, you've been here before. Looking back, I wonder on the things I've done. No one really knows where I came from. I can still hear Grandma saying, and she be talking to the Lord. I can still hear Grandma saying, child, you've been here before. I can still hear Grandma saying, child, you've been here before. I can still hear Grandma saying, you've been here before.
Our guest, Christone Kingfish Ingram. You can see why your grandma would say that. And then there's that line about lightning in the sky on the day you were born, and that sort of echoes that Muddy Waters line from "I'm the seventh son of the seventh son." And all.
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely.
You grew up in Clarksdale, so you grew up in what many consider to be the heart of this music, right? In
Delta. Yes, sir. That's the blues mecca right there, the Delta blues. The Delta, yes, sir, Mississippi Delta.
But as far as at least the people of your generation, they could give a hoot, right? That doesn't do anything for them.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's how it is. Which, you know,
you couldn't even find one friend who felt like you do?
No, not at all.
All your buds were into rapping.
Yeah,
And why wouldn't they be, really? I mean, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, you know, but like all the people in my circle, they was into hip hop. No, I'm into hip hop as well, but of course, you know, I grew up listening to like classic soul and R&B, and so I was into more of that, and of course the blues. So most definitely.
But we're still talking styles.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of it doesn't seem to me it's a huge stretch from Robert Johnson to Lamar. Kendrick Lamar, you know?
Yeah.
It's that directness of expression and the expression of who you are and the place in which you live.
Right, right.
But man, I mean, I'm just listening to you play just then. It's a little scary. It's like listening to history come to life, you know?
Thank you, I appreciate that. Thank you.
So how did you come to terms with this music and get inside it like that?
Well, like I said, I was born and raised in Clarksville, Mississippi. It's the heart of the Delta Blues. And one day, my dad showed me this documentary, PBS documentary of Muddy Waters when I was young. And he took me to the museum.
How old were you then?
Oh, man. I had to be like six.
Six?
Yeah, six.
So what was your take on Muddy at that age? But, did you get what he was doing?
I didn't know who it was or... Even though he told me or what the sound was, but I just knew I was automatically drawn to the sound.
That feel.
And,
huh?
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. And not only that, we saw the Sanford and Son episode when B.B. King made a cameo. And that was my first introduction to B.B. King, and I loved it. Then he took me to the museum and showed me the arts education program. And I didn't get in the program until age eight. And that's when I started learning bass guitar, and they was teaching me all about blues history. My teachers, Daddy Rich and Bill Howell and Matt Perry, they would all teach me about the history of the blues and show me things on guitar and so forth and so forth. And that's kind of how everything started.
We'll come back to that in a minute. Would you like to play another song?
Most definitely.
Kingfish is our guest.
So blues is the roots, everything else is the fruits, as Mr. Willie Dixon put it.
And he was the one who would know.
Oh, most definitely.
And he's the one to express it, too.
Right.
What do you want to play?
I
heard you do a lot of covers. Is that true? Because there aren't any covers on your record.
Well, that was back before we did my record. That what I was known for. I was known for covers, but, you know, in order
to... So what kind of stuff were you covering?
Just, you know, stuff like Prince, Purple Rain, Hendrix, stuff like that. Those are the... Hey Joe and Purple Rain are two... notable covers that I do, but I'm slowly trying to go from there, because in order to have like longevity in business, you have to have original stuff. So mm-hmm. My set is like most all original.
Okay, that's true.
Most definitely.
But if you were to play Hey Joe, or you were to play Purple Haze, or whatever it is, it's going to come out sounding like Chris Stone.
Because
that's you. You are the original, not the songs. You know, the songs are just the vehicle for you to express who you are. Well, that's how I see it. And you're such a young bloke. I mean, what are you, 20 now, right?
Yes, sir.
Your grandmother was right. You're an old soul.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
But that must have been... I'll tell you what, play a song, then we'll talk some more. How's that?
This is a song called It Ain't Right. I buy what you need, I give you what you want. When you don't get your way, you get off of me, and it ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said you should be ashamed, treating me like that. When I first met you, baby, you purr like a kitty cat. Now I feel them claws scratching down my back. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said you should be ashamed of treating me like that. I love you, baby, but you gotta chill. I said I never leave you, but sometimes I think I will. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said you should be ashamed of treating me like that.
Shame, shame, shame. Christone, Kingfish. That was one of your mentors that dubbed you Kingfish, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bill Howland, Mad Perry, he was one of my teachers, along with Daddy Rich at the Delta Blues Museum program in Clarksdale.
Why'd he call you Kingfish?
It was a reference to the old Amazon Andy sitcom. It was
okay.
One of those. And not only that, he used to give all the kids and all the kids in the class like nicknames, and we used to think of them as stage names. And so mine was Kingfish, so it just stuck.
So you were still young when you started this program. You said you were 8, right?
Oh, right. And the gigs that I was doing was all with the Delta Blues Museum, but I didn't have my first like paying quote unquote professional gig until I was 11.
Oh, really? That old, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're almost past it by that point. So you've been in the museum program for about 3 years at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So what did they do? Did they take the blues chronologically, you know, say, you know, here's whoever it would be at the beginning?
Well,
and then sort of bring you through it, or they take a less sort of step-by-step approach to it?
They don't really take a step-by-step approach to it. They just come in.
It's smart.
Yeah. They just come in, show you. Honestly, the program is really to teach you how to play an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much the gist of the whole program. It just so happened that it's blues and there's a blues museum. But all of it is based in the blues, but they just pretty much show you how to, you know, play your instrument, string names and this and that. And all the history of the blues really don't come into later. Pretty much. They just want to get you out the basics first. Oh.
Because the way you play, there are the sort of echoes of different people. I can hear Buddy Guy in your playing.
Yeah, thank you.
I can hear, especially in that first song you did, there were moments, you know, when Hendrix played an acoustic guitar, it sounded like that. You know, I don't think it's even the notes. It's just the feel and the way you play it, you know?
Thank you. Really appreciate that, man. Thank you.
I think you're the real deal, and I'm not the first person to say that. People, what does it feel like to have people saying that to you? It probably gets like, come on now.
Oh man, I really appreciate it. I'm grateful. You know, I just try to keep it moving and try to keep it steady and create more music, you know, for everybody. You know.
Well, I thought it was interesting. You talked about you'd like to work with, can't remember his name, the bass player?
Thundercat, yeah.
Thank you, Thundercat,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar.
Thundercat,
right.
Kendrick Lamar. It's a whole bunch of people I want to work with, man. You know, I've always thought one of the ways we can get young people into the blues, with hip-hop being the blues' grandchild, I think, you know, we can, and both are African-American culture, art forms, I think we can, I see no problem with experimenting and mixing those two because it's been done before, you know, and it worked. So, you know, that's always been one of my things I want to do in the future, just, you know, get like a great lyricist, hip-hop artist and see what we could do together with my blues and their hip-hop.
Yeah, I'd like to hear that too.
Yeah, most definitely.
And when I first read you saying that, man, I have to tell you, I just flashed on Hendrix toward the end of his life, and talking about all the things that he wanted to do.
Right.
Talking about working with Gil Evans and
Miles
players.
Davis. Yeah, he was supposed to do an album with Miles. Yeah. Most definitely. Yeah.
So this sense that it kind of it reached a terminus there. You know, here's this guy,
mm-hmm.
A little like you. He's a little older than you at that point. He is steeped in this music, but he's saying, "But look where we might could take it." And of course, you know, he didn't have the chance to do that.
Right.
And so there have been people ever since saying, "Wow, I wonder what that would have sounded like." And I'm thinking, here comes Chris, talking the same way, 50 years later, about what you could do with this music and how you can expand it while at the same time retaining the essence of it.
Oh yeah, most definitely, most definitely.
Man, you are an old soul.
Oh, thank you, man. I just believe you can carry anything on and still keep it based in its tradition. You don't have to. I don't think you have to go full tradition. I think you can keep things based in their tradition and it'll still have that Roosie flavor, most definitely. That's just my opinion, you know.
Well, I think that's so true. You know, if you look at the history of the players and, mm-hmm. and the way they came up. Robert Johnson,
mm-hmm.
hanging with Charlie Patton.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Son House.
And those guys going, get out of here, kid. Come back here when you've got your chops.
Right, right.
And, you know, people who knew Robert and many, many who didn't and just know him from his recordings and Muddy coming up on a plantation right near you. It seems as if you are, you know, joining that culture where the young learn from the elders and put their own stamp on it. Like, okay, I hear what you're doing. What about if we do this?
Yeah.
You know, that
and,
kind of thing.
You know, and, you know, and unfortunately, a lot of people don't like that, you know, but I...
What do you mean? People don't want you to try anything new?
Well, you know, you have the people that's more traditional.
Right.
They want things to say the same.
Yeah.
And like I said, I get that. And, you know, but people don't seem to realize that anything in its purest form will always be the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
I just want to make great music, man. That's all. It's not even about labels or anything like that. I just want to make great music.
I'm with you.
And show that young people are still into rootsy stuff, you know. So.
And I think it's equally true, as you said, that it retains its purest form when you don't try to keep it locked in a box.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The reason that it keeps its purity is because it's ever expanding.
Yeah, exactly.
Drawing new energy.
Yeah.
Can we close with one more song?
Oh, most definitely. No carving for my breakfast, no butter on my roll. I ain't got a drop of milk for the cornflakes in my bowl. Well, I'm fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. Ain't had no loving since the day. Ooh, girl, you went away. Well, I'm all fresh out. No jelly in the jar. No flour in the sack. I ain't got nothing cooking, babe. Please, won't you come back? Well, I'm all fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. Ain't had no loving since the day. Ooh, girl, you went away. Well, I'm all fresh out. I drank up my last bottle of Johnny Walker Red. Nobody in this house but me and an empty bed. Well, I'm all fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. Ain't had no loving since the day. Ooh, girl, you went away while I'm all fresh out.
And what do you know from Johnny Walker Red?
Not too much.
Chris Stone, Kingfish, Ingram, our guest. Man, that was amazing, King. So, Chris, I wanted to play something from the record. So if people have yet to hear you play an electric guitar, mm-hmm. give them a taste of that. What track should I play from the album?
Outside of This Town. The first track.
Yeah. Somebody said in a review, they listened like, this is interesting. And then, man, you cut loose at about 2 minutes into it with that guitar. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You've arrived.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're running to stay in place.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate the opportunity. I had a lot of fun. This was interesting.
Well, thank you. It certainly was for me. It's a joy to meet you.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you, Greg.
I hope we meet again.
Most definitely. Outside of this town. Out of this town.
Stone Kingfish Ingram from his debut album released in May of last year. These days, he's at home in Clarksdale, sheltering like the rest of us, but he has posted a couple of performances on his Facebook page. One is a full set in an empty blues club in Clarksdale. He posted that last month. This is also on his Facebook page. This is from a show he played in Los Angeles last summer.
Hey, this is Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, and we are jamming in the van. And this song is called Before I'm Old. Turn of the century, lucky to be born at all. I grew up way down in Mississippi when I heard Robert Johnson call. Well, I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Too young to lay down in that hole. I'm just trying to fly high and not die. a chain gang up until the sun went down. Too many souls are buried in the dirt poor Delta ground. Well, I've seen a lot and I've done a lot. Too young to lay down in that hole. I'm just trying to fly high and not die before I'm old. In bottles, I pull rattlesnakes just for fun. People say I got an old soul, and I ain't even 21. Well, I've seen a lot, and I've done a lot. Too young to lay down in that hole. I'm just trying to fly high and not die. I'm just trying to fly high and not die. I'm trying to fly high and I die before I'm old.
Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, our guest this afternoon on Scenic Roots. This is Talking Writing on WUTC.